I'm sure you've seen a beautiful woman on the other side of the room or across the street in front of you. And even though you would never meet, her sexy figure is burned into your mind. Your groin gets warm watching her shapely legs walk away from you. Your manhood stirs awake at the sway of her hips. You're distracted the rest of the day by her. What power she has over you. She's going about her day unaware that your weak mind keeps going back to her figure again and again and again. What a shame she has no idea she has such control over you. I need that power. I want to control your thoughts. I want your mind. You've seen me before. Maybe I was the professional in line with you for coffee. My tight pencil skirt is hugging my hips. My blouse unbuttoned at the top, exposing my collarbones and clothes just low enough to see my perky breasts cupped in a lacy bra. My sleek, trendy glasses accentuating my dark, sexy eyes. I'm talking on the phone, laughing, smiling. You are mesmerized by the way my eyes light up when I smile. You start to stir between your legs as my chest rises and falls when I laugh. I pay, and the last you see of me is my tight ass swaying as I walk away from you. If I knew how much you wanted me, it would make me so fucking horny. It's not fair I went about the rest of my day without knowing that I own your dirty thoughts. Maybe I was working out at your gym. I caught your eye walking by you. My eyes sparkle as I laugh with my workout partner. You wonder what my plump lips would feel like as I smile with my friend. My sports bra stains across my chest. You get lost in my tight cleavage. What would it feel like to grab a handful of my tits? Follow my sexy figure down my body as you admire my toned stomach, sweat glistening around my belly button, and how low I wear my spandex shorts. You can't stop staring at my toned legs as I pass you by. My ass looks amazing in these shorts. Each step makes you harder. I have two little dimples in my back above my butt, and you can't stop watching me walk away until I enter the locker room. If I knew how much you wanted me, it would make me so fucking horny. It's not fair I went around the rest of my day without knowing that I own your dirty thoughts. But wait, I do know how much you want me. Fuck yes. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to my audio if you didn't, right? Are you alone? Say it. Out loud. Tell me you want to fuck me. I want to feel those words leave your lips. Again. Yes, it feels so good to be wanted. But I don't want you to just jerk off, close this page, and go about your day. I want to be that woman who inspires your fantasies all day. What to do? You can't see me, so I'll just have to describe myself to you. Don't worry, I'm very good at it, but you have to play along. You can touch yourself if you want, but you cannot come. Actually, I think it would be more fun if you were listening in public. See, that's how to be. I'm the woman in line for coffee, or the woman at the gym. You didn't fuck either of them. So, you don't get to come to me. And once this audio turns off, you will have an image of me burned into your mind and a big, aching cock in your pants. I want you to be going out about your day, and out of nowhere, your dick will twitch when an image of my slender, sexy body pops into your mind. Maybe, if I'm feeling generous, I'll let you come in my next audio. How good would that feel? It will be like fucking your fantasy come true. Do it for me. I want to be going about my day and wonder if you're still yearning to fuck me hours after you've turned off my audio. It will make me so horny. And you want to make me horny, right? I'm wet right now. I'm laying on my bed, completely naked. My eyes are closed and I run my tongue slowly across my upper lip and let out a soft moan. How good would it feel to kiss me? Instead, I just bite my lower lip and open my eyes. I look right at you. I want you to want me. I put a hand on my cheek and slowly drag my fingers down my neck. I throw my head back and you watch as each finger leaves a light red trail on my skin. I'm moaning as I move my hand to my shoulder and massage myself. Look at my toned arm as it covers my naked breasts. I can feel my hard nipples against the skin of my arm. I move my hand down to my breast. Fuck. This feels good. My breasts are so sensitive, and it feels amazing to squeeze and knead them. I'm breathing heavier, and you can't stop watching my chest rise and fall. One breast is covered as I feel myself up, and the others bare and out there for you to see. They are so fucking perky. My nipples are hard because I am so horny right now. It feels good to pinch them. It feels so damn good. I can't help from touching myself. I start running one finger against my aching clit. Watch my body shudder with pleasure. Don't you wish these hands were yours? Tell me how much you want to fuck me. Say it out loud. Oh, good boy. I want that hard dick filled with cum for me. But don't you dare release it. I slide my hand off my breasts and onto my smooth stomach. I gently squeeze my skin and rub my clit faster with my other hand. My toned thighs are spread wide for you to see me play with myself. I'm using all of my fingers now, making circles, then rubbing up and down, faster, faster and faster. All my blood is rushing to my face. My eyes closed, my cheeks rosy, and my mouth open. You love the sound of my heavy breathing. I want that sound to come to you as you're walking to class or making copies at work. That sound of my heavy breathing will haunt you until you can come for me. My swollen clit begs me to rub faster as I move my other hand down to my thigh. I squeeze my inner thigh right next to my dripping wet pussy. I buck my hips into my hand. My pussy needs to be filled. My hand can't hold my thigh anymore. I need to fuck myself. I easily slide my long middle finger inside myself. A soft moan leaves my lips. My eyes are clenched tight now, my cheeks bright red. I bite hard on my lower lip as I get ready for a second finger. Much louder moan as I slide another finger inside my pussy, now feeling the tightness. I find that place inside of me that feels so fucking good. My fingers speed up and you don't even know what to look at right now. My breasts look so good bouncing up and down, and my skin is stretched tight across my sexy abs as I feel waves of pleasure from between my legs. I fuck myself even faster. My hair is a mess all over the pillow. A loose strand or two lays across my sweaty cheek. I open my eyes to look at you. I smile to show you my pleasure, but then bite my lip and give you a daring look, reminding you not to come. You can tell I'm close. My hands are working fast on me. My hips are bucking hard. My pink, soaked pussy needs more. I slip a third finger inside, moaning with almost every breath now. Watch me as I come. You need to get an image of me in ecstasy burned into your mind. Is it my face, flush with pleasure, eyes clenched shut, waiting for that wave of fucking joy, and full lips parted, letting out moans and gasps? Is it my chest? Full breasts bouncing between my arms, my nipples hard and begging to be tugged on and sucked, sweat glistening on my tight abs, pooling in my tight belly button. Or is it my pussy, ready to explode, bright pink, one hand working my swollen clit, and the other shoving my fingers deep inside of myself? Oh my god. My body tightens as the largest wave of pleasure washes over me, my thighs, my stomach, my arms all tighten as I come. I lay unmoving for a few seconds, catching my breath, gently rubbing my clit, calming down. I drag my soaking wet fingers up my body. I leave a trail from my pussy, up my stomach, over the mounds of my breasts, up my chest, and into my mouth to taste myself. You should have more than enough to remember me by now. You'll be going throughout your day, constantly distracted by the thought of how good it would have felt to come with me today. Too bad. I'll be thinking about you too. Your swollen balls filled with cum for me. Your wandering mind that keeps coming back to thoughts and sounds of me. Don't come until you listen to my next audio. Who knows when that'll be? Tomorrow? Next week? God, I hope you don't have to wait a month. How cruel would that be? As for me, well, I'm so worked up. I'm going to go come again right now.